855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 855-450-FREE. Still to come here tonight, the Kim Jong-un update with Dennis Rodman regarding the trip that he had recently taken to North Korea. We had reported on that when it had initially happened in some of his initial comments about said journey. And now he's got more to say. And we'll share those thoughts here in a little bit. Also coming up, Daryl is with us tonight, and he'll be talking about a toy grenade causing an evacuation. By the way, and with you, it is Ian here.
Daryl.
And Mark.
Turn you up a little bit there, Daryl. Normally you're pretty loud. All right. So 855-450-FREE, that allows you to take control here. And by the way, I want to welcome our... not really new listeners necessarily, but maybe some new listeners over
now at, official listeners.
No. Monster Radio AM 1150 has been with us for a couple years now, Mark,
okay.
And they have been running the show from 7 to 10 at night, Central Time, up until this week when a switch was flipped, and now they're running us 6 to 9 instead of 7 to 10, which means we are now live all 3 hours.
Oh, neat.
In Marion, Illinois. So it's great to be on board. They have been taking our Saturday show live for that full period of time, but now we are live weeknights every single night for all 3 hours of the show. So welcome to, yeah, I guess it's possible there's still, you know, a group of people that might have tuned out before 7 o'clock.
Oh,
Central,
I didn't know what station you were talking about in general, so,
right,
you know, you're the one who handles the stations.
Yes.
So, I can tell you about the new advertisers.
That's always good to know, too. Anyway, welcome aboard to everybody listening in Marion now, live from 6 to 9 at night, and if, you know, if you don't get us on your local talk radio station, there are ways you can assist us with that. You can go to localfact.freetalklive.com to learn more about how to do that. That's local FAQ, like frequently asked questions, localfact.freetalklive.com. So the Sun in the UK reporting on Dennis Rodman with a humongous picture of Dennis Rodman sitting with Kim Jong-un at a basketball game. As we had mentioned previously, he was there with the Harlem Globetrotters doing basically an exhibition game, because I don't know if they have regular basketball games or teams in North Korea, but apparently they have.
I thought you meant the Harlem Globetrotters.
No, I mean North Korea. I mean, they don't. It's not like they go anywhere to play with anyone or could possibly have any.
There could be like a North Korean basketball league.
And if you
then have a bunch of 5 foot tall Korean guys trying to play basketball with one another.
Right, malnourished Koreans.
And if you lose, you die?
Yes.
Well, and in this game, there was actually a tie, if I'm recalling correctly, the score. And so some have questioned whether or not that was on purpose.
Well, hell yeah, it was on purpose.
Yeah, because normally you go to overtime.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a Harlem Globetrotters game? I mean, they play the Washington whatever they are, and those people lose every time. I mean, it's an exhibition game from the very beginning. The Washington
right.
Globetrotters are to basketball as professional wrestling is to wrestling.
Wait, did you say the Washington Globetrotters?
Yeah, but I've got them confused.
He's confused.
The Harlem Globetrotters to the Washington whatevers.
I was wondering if there was another team, but
there is another team that they always play.
It was generally the Washington Generals.
Is that what it is?
Though in the last several years, they have actually been playing groups of college all-stars.
Oh, okay.
So they do play some legitimate groups of basketball players. But yeah, it's always exhibition, and they always do their little gags and whatnot. But they have actually lost a couple of games.
Oh, good.
Legitimately.
Now, according to The Sun over in the UK, Rodman has been speaking out further about his visit. According to them, North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un is a fun-loving kid.
He's also the sexiest man alive.
Now, that was an Onion article, which is not necessarily the case.
Well, the Chinese newspaper, or the communist newspaper in China, thought it was real.
Right. They got fooled. They ended up retracting their story. But, yes, the Onion, good stuff. But according to Rodman, he would rather listen to pop music, meaning Kim Jong-un, than start a nuclear war. Instead of dreaming up ways to annihilate the West, the Supreme Leader spends most of his free time watching American sports and listening to 1980s disco tracks, according to the oddball retired U.S. basketball star. In an interview with The Sun, exclusive interview, multi-tattooed Dennis insisted that, quote, Kim is not one of these Saddam Hussein-type characters that wants to take over the world. Did Saddam Hussein want to take over the world?
He invaded Kuwait.
If you listened to the press, you certainly would have believed he did.
I'm just wondering, do you think he really did?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, he certainly didn't do much to take over the world. He kind of stayed in his own little corner of it.
He invaded Kuwait.
He didn't think he was going to be very successful. As I understand, he believed that he had the go-ahead from what the U.S. ambassador for that invasion,
that's right,
too. And so, I mean, I'm not saying he didn't.
He still invaded Kuwait.
Right. Look, here's what my belief is. My belief is the vast majority of the human beings want to take over the world. They're just not going to be
the majority of human beings.
Yep.
Really,
sure.
You think so?
As in, like, pinky in the brain sort of ways of what are we doing tonight? Trying to take over the world.
No, those are people that actually are trying to take over the world.
But then they always fail because they can't even, like, reach the doorknob or some weird sort of thing.
It's tough, yeah.
You really believe? You're serious that you think most human beings want to take over the world?
That's ridiculous. What do you think you're doing when you go vote? I mean, the average...
Defending myself?
The average... Okay, that's what you're doing. The average American's going to vote because they believe that, you know, whatever it is that they believe about politics is better or smarter or, you know, more important than what other people believe. It's a combative experience for them.
Okay, but less than half of the people vote. So to claim that a majority of the people want to take over the world because a majority of voters vote for fascist dictators.
I think Mark is projecting here. He's projecting his own viewpoint.
The world would be a lot better if I was in charge. Absolutely.
Just so we're clear, we're really talking about what Mark wants to do, not what the average person wants to do. And so you know what the average person wants to do, or there's been some study on this. You're just totally making stuff up.
If you go, no,
yes, you are just making stuff up.
All right, I'll go take a look. Who wants to take over the world? But I believe, look, do you agree with me that when the majority of people, the vast majority of people go to the polls, that they are going because they want to implement their belief in leadership on other people?
I don't know if that's necessarily the case.
What is every single that go to vote, but the majority of people don't vote?
I'm just getting started, okay? So a lot of people that don't go vote just can't find the polls, right? Like, they're not trying hard enough. They're too busy. They you know, if given their opportunity to tell other people how to live, they would still go about doing that because the vast majority of people would like to rule the world because they believe they're smarter. The things that they believe are more important.
I'll go the other direction. I'll say the vast majority of people want to be left alone.
I don't know if that's true.
I don't know if that's true.
I'd be willing to trade.
They want to be left alone, but they want to tell other people how to live.
I've converted him.
I'm not saying that they want to take over the world.
Is it the same thing?
No.
If you want to tell one person,
if everybody did what I wanted, blah, 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 is not the same thing as I'm invading Poland.
Okay. I understand that they're unwilling.
They're not doing a gosh darn thing about it.
I disagree that just because someone goes and votes means they want to enforce their view on everybody. I think that's certainly what a lot of people in the Liberty Movement think, but I think a lot of people just go and vote because they've been told to do so. You know, Harris, what do we do over 4 years? You pick one of these guys. I think this guy's better.
I don't think that that's why they go. I think that they go because they are in fear that the other team is going to get their person in charge.
That's certainly true. Fear is a motivator for people. But that doesn't mean they want to take over the world. That just means they want this other guy over the first dude.
That other guy has lots of plans about how to take over the nation. And the nation is just a small section of the world.
Don't ascribe his plans to the people that have voted for him.
I just do not understand where you're coming from. I can't believe you don't understand this.
What Mark is...
I understand. It's ridiculous.
Well, what you're saying, I still get the image of Pinky and the Brain.
8-5-4-53.
That's because it was their tagline.
Well, okay, between Pinky and the Brain, which one, Dennis Rodman, is Pinky, Kim Jong-un, the Brain, which one is which?
Well, clearly, Rodman is Pinky,
Rodman is the worm.
All right, more coming up here. 855-453. Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 20th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1609.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,649.65, $824.82 for a half ounce, or $412.41 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,649.65, $824.82, and $412.41.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're going to talk more about the Kim Jong-un / Dennis Rodman meetup and some of Rodman's comments here in a little bit. But Mark has kind of taken us on a little bit of a side journey into his silly opinions about people who vote want to take over the world. And I think you know, are you that person? 855, 453, is that the reason why you go and vote? Because you want to impose your view on others. Now, it's certainly a cynical argument. It's certainly true when it comes to, I think, some people who go to vote. I think at some level they do realize maybe that their vote could possibly result in other people being controlled, but I don't think that's the primary motivating factor for why people go and cast a ballot. I think that that tradition is a big factor in a lot of cases. They've been trained to do it, that it's something that, you know, they've been told is a good and moral and right thing, and that it's a, you know, you love your country, you gotta go vote, and you know, they've been indoctrinated in this for a long time. Just because somebody says a pledge to allegiance doesn't mean they really understand what that entails. So your thoughts are welcome, though. 855-453. Maybe I am completely off on this. 855-453. Also, we are available to you on Skype. The username to connect to there is lrn.fm. And with you tonight, it is Ian.
Daryl.
And Mark.
Daryl is here, courtesy of his website, fpp.cc, which is where you can go and get books, because you're a publisher. Yep. You're also doing podcasts, so it's like a multimedia site. You've got audio, you've got books, and blogs as well.
Yes, and the monthly newspaper, FPP News.
That's right.
That is being sponsored by an anonymous group of Bitcoin users.
It's true. And that's, you got a new, I guess, new one coming out soon, right?
About another week and a half, 2 weeks.
Excellent. So, fpp.cc, the newspaper's free. You know, the articles are free, obviously.
Yes.
And if you're going to buy a book, you're going to pay for that. But you've got digital versions, which are cheaper than the real life Dead Tree versions. And I'm really enjoying Voluntary Islam. I've been reading it in the bathroom here at LRN.FM on an occasional basis, and I'm through about a third of it, and I think it's great. So
I read a little bit at court, too.
That's right. I would recommend to anybody who loves the ideas of liberty, but maybe doesn't really know about, you know, the Muslim religion, to check this thing out. Maybe you've been curious about Muslims. Maybe you've heard all the outrageous claims on the cable television talk shows about how they're trying to take over everything, the Sharia law. Well, maybe you could read the words of an actual Muslim and see what he has to say about all that stuff. I recommend it. So once again, fpp.cc, 855, 453, the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. That's what it's all about. That's the reason why the three of us are here in studio tonight, is because we've all moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project to get active, to achieve liberty in our lifetime. A number of Free State Project participants got together today to come support me as I went to court. And we can talk more about court here in a little bit and what transpired. But it's a great group of folks who actually cares about liberty, enough so that they've actually uprooted their lives from wherever it is they're coming from and moved to New Hampshire. I mean, Daryl, you came from Texas right before you were here.
Yeah, was in Texas
originally
for a year.
Alabama.
Yep.
And Mark and myself came from Florida. People have come from as far away as Florida, even internationally, make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State.
Florida doesn't even look, isn't even close to as far as people have come.
That's true. And
a couple of Kiwis.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and New Zealand, as a matter of fact. So go to freestateproject.org, look into it. If you love liberty, that is. If you don't love liberty, don't go to freestateproject.org. There's nothing to see there. Not interesting to you at all. 855-453 is our number.
So let me try again to get across what I'm trying to get across, Ian. I'm not trying to say that most people are, you know, fat, bald guys chewing on cigars that want to control the world. I'm saying that it's in human nature to attempt to control other people, because other people are the variables out there. There's some variables in weather and chance, but really, you know, most of the variables in life are other people. And or at least a strong amount of those variables are other people. Now, how many presidents have there been of the 44 presidents that have that we've had
under this Constitution?
Under this Constitution, you're right. There have been presidents of the Senate prior to that. How many presidents do you think would have preferred to have, you know, just a Congress that would have said yes to everything that they said, mm-hmm. and would have agreed with them and been able to do basically everything they wanted to do? How many of them?
I don't know.
At least 43 out of the 44. I mean, we can say that Washington turned down the kingship of the United States, right?
I would say one more would not.
Okay.
William Henry Harrison, because...
He's dead.
Well, yeah, he died 30 days into office.
Right.
And Congress was not assembled at the time that he was sworn in.
But that's
died.
What he would have wanted, and let's not forget that William Henry Harrison was a general that ordered men to their deaths, okay? So, I mean, to say that the guy's not a control freak probably isn't
looking at his previous career work.
I'm not saying he wasn't a control freak.
So I'm just saying he's my favorite president because he didn't do a thing while in office. He got inaugurated and died.
So I said the word president, and you had the opportunity to pipe in with you like dead presidents. I gotcha. So, Ian.
All of them that get sworn in and die before signing any legislation are good, in my opinion. I wish all 44 of them would do the same.
I gotcha. So, Ian, would you agree the vast majority of people that have held the office of the president have been people that would want to control others? In that
sure,
way?
Sure.
That they would like a yes
Congress? You generally have to be a sociopath in order to seek out some sort of level of control over others like that.
If you walk down the street of Keene, New Hampshire, beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, where we live, with a camera, and you stuck a microphone in people's face and asked them, would you take...
That would be rude. I wouldn't stick a microphone.
You asked them first before you stuck it in their face?
Yeah.
Would you like to be president of the United States if you didn't have to do the campaigning?
Uh-huh.
How many do you think would say yes?
I don't know. What's the relevance?
A bunch of them would say, oh, I'm not from Keene. I'm just here shopping. Leave me alone.
Keene is in the United States. This is relevant to anybody who's...
I've tried doing man-on-the-street interviews in Keene, and 90% of the people, oh, I'm not from here. I'm just shopping.
Right, they're not. Generally, Keene is a metro. But, you know, you could do that. I'm just saying, if you could get people to answer this question, I think that the vast majority of people would say, yes, I would take the job of the President of the United States. And then when you ask them, what would they implement, that they would then come off with a couple of lists.
You know what I love about Mark? He always comes up with this. Oh, I bet you if you went downtown, did a man on the street. Every time he's done this, I've always suggested the same thing. You know what, Mark? You should do that. And he's never once done it. I don't think you've ever done it.
I don't care to.
Then why bring up the hypothetical?
You're totally speculating. You don't know what most people would say. You said, I bet they'll do this. And then you just throw it out there like, oh, you know something. But you don't know anything because you've never tried to find out. Why don't you grab a
You know what I win?
Go downtown
when
and
I
ask
get
them.
This right. When I find out that I'm right, you know what I win? F all.
You
Nothing.
Win bragging
Zippo.
Rights.
I don't want you bragging rights with you. I already know you're insane.
You're both insane.
855.
Call in right now. Tell me the percentage of people that you think would want to be president of the United States.
You can do that. I think it's total speculation, and it would also depend on where you're asking, the time of day, and what sort of people you're encountering. 855, 450, free.
$400,000 a year. Who doesn't want that job?
Grab the camera. We'll find out. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Use my camera.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other
Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features that we share with you. Those features do include our mobile site. So for those of you with a smartphone who would like quick access to our live streams and podcast, go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. And want to make sure you know about Man Venture. Mark, tell me about him.
Right, ManVentureOutpost.com. I was just on the site today getting some things that I'd like to have for sort of outdoorsy stuff.
Like what?
Well, in this case, they have a lot of multi-tools. Are you familiar with
them? Yeah, those things are cool.
Yeah, and or Leatherman, I guess, is like a name brand, and then they certainly have Leatherman. And I also wanted some kits, some first aid kits for the car.
Mm-hmm.
It's just nice to have that just in case. And so, you know, those were the things I was doing. There's a lot of different multi-tools there at ManVentureOutpost.com. And they've got all kinds of other things, too. They've got firearms, accessories, and ammunition, and lots of archery stuff, crossbows, if that's what you're into, boating equipment, fish finders, a lot of camping apparel, all the cooking implements that you need to camp, ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got the lowest rock bottom prices. I always hesitate to use the lowest prices because surely there's somewhere somebody's got some lower price on something. But everything I've ever checked, and I checked today, it's always the lowest. So, you know, rock bottom prices at ManVentureOutpost.com. If you're going to buy any sort of outdoorsy thing, ManVentureOutpost.com is the place to check first before you go anyplace else, whether it's camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear. ManVentureOutpost.com.
Kim Jong-un met up with Dennis Rodman, of all people, in the first meeting that he's had or at least known to have had, with anyone from the United States. And I thought that was pretty notable. I mean, when that news came out, we talked about it here, and I think it can only be a good thing that he's met with somebody from the U.S. Yeah. And, you know, that it wasn't a politician is probably a better thing because, you know, those guys tend to grandstand.
But couldn't he find somebody that's not so daggum crazy?
I don't know. You'd have to be crazy, I think, to go to North Korea in the first place. I mean, it's a pretty dangerous journey. You say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing, you may not leave.
That much is true. I think that Dennis Rodman is a, you know, for one, he's an attention hound, right? Like, he likes to have attention?
Yes.
Does that sound fair?
Sure, sure.
Okay. Would you say the vast majority of people believe that Dennis Rodman would like to have some attention?
I'm not going
to
go out on a limb and say what people believe.
All right. So, Daryl agreed with me, at the very least. And he's going to get a lot of attention for saying this. I think that he probably had a pretty good time talking to Kim Jong-un. And, you know, Kim Jong-un probably enjoyed the company of Dennis Rodman. I don't think that anything...
Do you think Kim Jong-un knew who Dennis Rodman was before Dennis Rodman got there?
I think so.
I would guess. I mean,
I saw the meme on the Facebook where it said, wait, you mean that wasn't Barack Obama?
That's funny.
It's hilarious.
No. They said that he likes, or Dennis Rodman says that he likes to watch American sports. He actually did go to school in Europe. You know, so he's been acclimated to some extent to world culture.
Okay.
So he's probably as familiar with Rodman. Anyway, Rodman's saying some interesting things here about Kim Jong-un, and I thought it was worth sharing this. He says he doesn't want to kill anyone. He wants to talk peace.
Who, Rodman or Kim Jong-un?
Kim Jong-un. And after letting slip that Kim might have recently fathered a successor, Dennis added that the chubby despot is only, this is from The Sun, by the way, in the UK, is only being forced to act tough toward the West by the menacing generals who surround him.
Now, this is very interesting. What I've read, and I tend to believe that it's true, is that, what was the first one before Kim Jong-il?
Kim Il-sung?
Kim Il-sung. That's right.
That, Sung or Sun?
Something
I don't
like
remember.
That. Look, we don't have to get it right. We're just
Kim Il-sung.
So Kim Il-sung.
The great leader.
Right. But he was sort of in charge. But as it sort of has trickled down to Kim Jong-un, the power has gone to rest more with the military junta than it has with the generals and that sort of thing.
The figurehead.
Than it has with the figurehead. So I believe that what he's saying here may very well be the case. That, I think that he's probably a bit more of a figurehead, much more of a figurehead than his father was, and who was much more of a figurehead than his father was. And that the generals, to some extent, need to be appeased, and, you know, those people get their power from scaring the heck out of people.
Yeah, I think it's really the most useful bit of information in this. I don't know if it'll end up panning out into anything. I mean, this guy is in charge, but he's not really in charge, is what the suggestion is here, that he's basically a scared little boy who doesn't know what to do. Like, you know, he doesn't want to go to war, but these generals want to go to war, and if he defies the generals, then, you know, what's going to happen to him?
I don't think he really wants to go to war.
That's what Rodman is saying here. But if the generals,
I don't think any of them do.
I think that's probably true. I mean, there's no evidence that North Korea actually.
Hold on. You said that the majority of people want to take over the world, and now you're saying that the North Korean generals don't want to take over the world.
I'm not
saying
that.
Out of your mind, or are you talking out of both orifices that make air?
You've caught me in a verbal mistake, but what I mean is that the generals aren't willing to sacrifice what it takes in order to attempt to take over the world, that they will not attempt to because A, they'll lose, and B, when they lose, they will be hung.
They saber rattle a lot, that's for sure, but they never really seem to do anything.
They only have
it.
One friend, that's China, and China's not going to be their friend if they try to roll south into Korea.
How do you know?
Because
you just said that the vast majority of the people want to take over the world.
They're just
now
not
you're
willing
saying that
to
nobody
do
is
it.
Going to do it.
I'm only saying they're not willing to do it. They don't
See,
have
don't
an army
understand?
Law
He
enough.
Knows what all people want. He also knows what the Chinese government wants. I mean, he is tuned into everything. He's a talk show host. He's got a crack research staff that is constantly slaving away trying to get him the latest.
Research staff is on crack.
Maybe so.
Daryl agreed with me that most people want to take over the world in the way that I was saying.
I said that most people want to tell other people what to do.
Which is the same thing.
No, it's not.
It is.
It is absolutely not the same thing.
Yeah, I agree with
Daryl. Being willing to take over the world, being willing to accept the consequences, having the personality that it takes to have some level of success, those are entirely different things than sort of the base desire to tell other people what to do, which is what a person who wants to take over the world wants. For instance, if I was in charge of the world...
How do you know the person who wants to take over the world doesn't want to just have money and power, not necessarily to tell people what to do?
Some people want to tell people what to do, just want to wind up being mayor of some little crackpot town so that they can tell the people in that little town what
to do. That's as far as they could get. That's as far as they're willing...
That's as far as they want to go.
That's because campaigning's hard, Daryl. You know it, and I know it.
Campaigning's
difficult, and there's a cost.
Don't even campaign and get to tell people
what
to
do. There is no king of the world position.
Code enforcers.
I agree with you. That's the most power they're willing to train.
I don't think the code enforcer in Keene wants to be the mayor.
Yes.
Because he gets to tell people what to do as the code enforcer.
The mayor doesn't actually have any power in Keene.
That's true.
But I, you know, absolutely, these petty bureaucrats, I believe that definitely the vast majority of them would love to tell people how to live.
And do you think that the parking
I'll
enforcers...
I'll get on board with that one.
Do the parking enforcers in Keene want to take over the world? Would they invade Swansea if they had
Most
the
of them
choice?
Just want a job.
You're talking about invasions, and people die in invasions.
That's what it takes to take over
yes,
the world.
I agree, and they're not willing to pay the price necessarily. Wanting to take over the world and being willing to pay the price to take over the world are two different things, and they're not what I was referring to.
Back to Kim Jong-un. Yes, but he is entertaining.
Yeah.
And that's why he's on the radio.
I'm
he's
smarter
be insane
than both of you people.
So
I doubt it.
He's insane, and he has the hubris as well to, you know, he's totally qualified for a world despot.
With half his brain tied behind his back to make it fair.
First thing I do is get rid of all duplicate town or city names. My God, Paris, Texas, it's outrageous. They've got their own little Eiffel Tower.
What
Manhattan, Kansas, oh my God, it's infuriating.
What did you put in that Turbis Tumblr tonight, Mark? 855, 453. More coming up, and more from Kim Jong-un.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free is the number brought to you by SACL CAI. And, of course, you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $5 a month. We take that, invest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. It's amp.freetalklive.com.
If you are a woman, please listen to what I am saying. The Free Talk Live has the Shrine of Female Listeners. We are offering for this month a prize to the randomly selected individual that sends in an entry for the Shrine of Female Listeners. It is a little gift box from Savory Scents. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see their banner and click through to their store and see what she's got over there. As a matter of fact, if you wish to buy something, so you're guaranteed that you'll get some great candles. You can go use coupon code FTL2013 at checkout, and you'll get 10% off. They've got really great scent throw, and they'll make any room smell great. It is shrine.freetalklive.com. The instructions for sending your picture in, that's all you have to do is take a picture and have Free Talk Live in the picture in some way, shape, or form, and we'll put you up in the shrine, and you'll be entered to win, and it's a random selection, as I said. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Dennis Rodman, as you know, if you've been listening to the show for the last couple of weeks, went over to North Korea, which is rare for anyone to do, and even more rare, he actually got to meet Kim Jong-un, the supposed dictator of the country, who Dennis Rodman is saying is actually a pretty cool guy. He says he's a fun-loving kid, and that he's not interested in starting any kind of war, that he's apparently only acting tough. He's being forced to do so by the menacing generals who surround him. According to The Sun over in the UK, the former celebrity Big Brother star, that's Dennis Rodman.
Not Kim Jong-un.
But maybe someday for Kim Jong.
You never know.
Anyway, which would be pretty... That would be pretty interesting to have a reality TV show with Kim Jong-un as the star.
Yes.
But Dennis Rodman became the first outsider to hang out with Kim at his marble-clad palace in North Korean capital Pyongyang. And he claims he returned from his trip with a message of hope for President Obama. He said, quote, Kim told me to pass on a message that that he said is very important. So, Dennis Rodman, diplomat, tell President Obama to call me, because if we can talk, we can work this out. There is no need for war. Kim doesn't want to bomb anyone.
Call me maybe.
He loves basketball, he says, and so does President Obama, so they have that in common. And there's even more they could talk about if Obama would just pick up the phone and call him. But whether...
I do wonder about this. When one's the president, the leader of a country, there's this kind of game of chicken to see who's in charge of what. Do you know what I mean? Like, it would be probably considered below him, President Obama, to pick up the phone and call Kim Jong-un. It's like, why should I call him? He should call me. Have his people call my people, ask to talk to me, and then we'll set up a time, and he can talk to me, and if I'm not busy, I'll talk to him.
They don't have long distance in North Korea.
The government can't afford it.
Yes.
That's probably a good point. Like, how do you call North Korea?
I'm sure Kim Jong-un has a Skype account.
Yeah, I guess he probably is likely to have internet access.
So, I think that to some extent this gets in the way. I'm not saying that Barack Obama doesn't have, isn't humble enough to call Kim Jong-un, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's not.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me either. He loves basketball, he says, and so they have that in common, blah, blah, blah. But whether the baby-faced dictator is capable of stopping nuclear war is something Dennis admits he can't be sure of. Despite being communist royalty, a demigod who is revered by his impoverished people, Kim is seen by many as being nothing more than a puppet prince. As the grandson of the late great leader Kim Il-sung, the man who founded the West-hating state and whose birthday is still a national holiday there, became the automatic heir to the crown when his own father, Kim Jong-il, died in December of 2011. But there have long been whispers that the real power lies with an uncompromising military elite who continue to take a hard-line attitude toward the West. In the past month, 30-year-old Kim has been photographed leading army exercises while state media has announced the ending of a 1953 armistice with South Korea, a historic move signaling a significant escalation towards war. At the same time, the regime has carried out rocket and missile tests, flexing its muscles ahead of what some fear could be a nuclear showdown. Dennis, who's 51, was in the country to film a documentary. We've mentioned it's a Vice documentary they're working on, so that should be very interesting when
now,
it comes out.
Vice has had other documentaries in North Korea, right?
That's correct. They've done at least two that I know of.
And they haven't been exactly positive, have they? I mean, or are they just sort of so ordinary? I mean, you know.
No, they have not been positive, no.
They didn't seem like they were being positive.
No, in the first one, they go in there and the guy is basically making fun of them. I mean, it's comedic almost. It's sad but comedic at the same time because he looks at some of the absolutely ridiculous things that they do. One particular moment I remember is, and I think this is Shane, who's the guy who's like the head of Vice, but I'm not positive on that. Anyway, there's one scene where they're having a banquet for him, and he's the only guy in the room. So, you know, imagine being at the Liberty Forum or some sort of hotel banquet dinner. You're in a huge banquet hall with multiple round tables that can seat 8 to 10 people at them, and you're the only guy there.
It's crazy.
Just bizarro
stuff. That would seem very strange.
Yeah. So, you know, they put on this show for him. They took him through the official tour. You know, when you go to North Korea, there's a very restrictive track that they put you on, and you see what they want you to see. You do what they want you to do. You stay in the hotel that is designed for you to stay in. It has a moat around it. You don't get to leave the hotel.
I've always wanted a moat.
You can have it in North Korea. In fact, there's probably some totally open wings of this hotel. The speculation,
the problem with this moat is it's not your moat.
The speculation on this hotel is that many of the floors of the hotel are completely unfinished, that they only have a couple of finished floors where guests are allowed to stay. It just looks like a hotel from the outside. They've never actually completed the hotel because there's never enough people to want to stay in a hotel like this.
Who says that?
It's suggested in the documentary, the Vice documentary.
Is this speculation?
It's total speculation. You can't go to the other floors.
You can't go to the other floors.
The guests only stay on, like, one or two floors of the hotel.
Yeah. Maybe all of the guests want to invade the other floors. I can't even finish that without laughing too much.
Dennis was there to film a documentary called Basketball Diplomacy about a game between the Harlem Globetrotters and the North Korean team, and did little to dispel the idea that Kim is a pampered pawn caught up in a terrifying game. He said, quote, "Listen, you have to remember that he's just a GD kid. He's a cool guy who wears everyday regular clothes and likes music and sports and stuff. His granddad built all this S, and then his dad built some more S, but he's a normal guy. I shook his hand and called him Kim. I didn't call him Prince or Supreme Leader or anything. It's crazy what has happened to him. When I went to the basketball game with Kim, there were 10,000 people in the stadium, and for 25 minutes after he walked in, they were clapping and saying his name. And now that doesn't mean they were doing that because they love Kim. It could mean they were doing that because they were afraid of what might happen if they don't clap for Kim.
Right.
But also, there are a lot of brainwashed people over there who absolutely do love Kim and do believe that
there's a lot of people that do the same thing for Barack Obama
absolutely.
And Ron Paul.
Absolutely. He kept waving his hands for them to stop, but they wouldn't. It was insane, said Rodman. They treat him like a god, but Kim is not one of those Saddam Hussein-type characters that wants to take over the world. He doesn't want to kill anyone, and I'm not kissing his arse. I'm just passing on his message. Now, this is interesting. Did Dennis Rodman actually say arse? Or did... Because this is the Sun.
It's
so
the
this
Sun,
is
the, so they're using the British term.
But, they, you know, they're quoting him here. There's quotes around this. Did Dennis Rodman use the term arse... Or did the Sun insert the word arse instead of A-double-S? Did they do that? Or did he, like, customize his slang for the interviewer? I'm just curious about that. Because they actually...
It's not uncommon for people to affect the accents of the people with whom they're speaking.
That's
true. It's not that they're... You know, I mean, it just kind of happens. It's really funny to see politicians doing these things because they're such disingenuous people. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what you've got to be to run for office. But it just kind of always shows. But I think that it's just a natural human thing to some extent or another mirror what you see.
It could also be something to where the reporter... misquoted
mm-hmm.
Dennis Rodman, because I've been misquoted by reporters before.
This is a good point. Kim is not talking about war, says Rodman. Have you seen him talk about going to war? He wants to talk peace. He's serious about that. If he wanted to start a war, he would have done it already. 855 453, that's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control, maybe a little bit more about Rodman and his trip to North Korea. And I am looking forward to seeing this Vice documentary. I think they do really interesting work, and their North Korean documentaries are particularly fascinating. But they've done other subjects as well. There was one on Liberia, and worth checking out. Hour 2's next. You take control. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.